Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 305, Grace with You. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. Philippians 4:23. Let that land for just a moment. Paul is at the very end of an entire letter, a letter written from inside a prison cell, his wrists worn by iron chains, and the last thing he chooses to say is not a rule, not a warning, not a demand. It is a blessing, a gift. The apostle's final word is not a burden. It is grace. Think about what that tells you about the heart of God. Paul could have closed with do this or avoid that, but he doesn't. He closes with grace, and not just any grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every word in that name carries weight. Lord, He is sovereign. Nothing falls outside His rule. Jesus, He is the Savior, the one who comes down to rescue. Christ, the Anointed One, the promised Messiah from the very beginning. Paul is not pointing you to a beautiful idea or a spiritual principle. He is pointing you to a person, and it is from that person that all grace flows. Now notice carefully where Paul asks that grace to land, with your spirit, not with your circumstances, not with your bank account, not with your schedule, with your spirit. The innermost place no human eye can reach, the place where you carry what nobody else can see. God does not bless only the surface of your life. He goes deep. He goes to exactly the place you need Him most. And here is what moves me every time I read this verse. Paul wrote it from prison. He was in chains when he prayed this grace over the Philippians. The grace he was wishing on them was the very same grace holding him together between those walls. That means this grace does not depend on your circumstances. It does not wait for the right moment, for things to get better, for everything to fall into place. It precedes all of that. It outlasts all of that. In chains or in freedom, the grace of Christ holds. But Paul does not end with you alone. He says, brothers, the blessing is communal. The grace that comes into you was never meant to stop with you. It was meant to overflow. To receive grace is also to carry it out. You are not the final destination. You are the channel. And when the grace of Christ fills your spirit, it wants to come out through your voice, through your presence, through what you do next. So today, before breakfast, pause for just a moment. Think of one person, just one, who is going through a hard season right now. Someone weighed down, someone lonely, someone carrying a weight you already know is there. And send them a short message. It doesn't have to be long. Just let them know you are praying for them. Let the grace of Christ flow through your voice. That simple act is the theology of today's verse made flesh. Grace received, poured out, shared. Grace is not a feeling. It is a force. And it is with your spirit today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.